listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Turntable. This is episode number 10. I am Steve. Like always, I'm Steve. And with me I have...
Charlie, hi.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that. I don't know if you're going to say my name or not.
Yeah,
say my name, scream my name, same difference.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I'm, no, don't be sorry.
I'm sorry, I'm not Destiny's Child.
It's okay.
Yeah. So this week, well, like I said, like every other week, we actually, you know, we bring you the musics that we enjoy. And this week, it's Charlie's turn.
Yes, it's my turn.
Yes.
Charlie. So... this week, I'm bringing you my favorite song in the catalog of one of my favorite all-time bands. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. No. The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Soda Squeeze.
Nice.
I fucking love this song. It's not one of the fastest songs. It's very melodic and very slow. The song was actually recorded during the production of their fifth album, Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Yeah.
I recently realized that this song is not on the album.
That's right, it's not.
No. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
No, I didn't. I don't know how I did not realize that till now. But I always associated this song with that album.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it was around the same time.
Yeah, again, it was recorded during and written and recorded during the sessions for Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Okay. The song was actually part of a soundtrack, right?
It was part of a soundtrack for the movie The Coneheads.
okay.
You remember The Coneheads, the
yes,
SNL skit?
I remember that shit, yeah.
Okay. It was actually a B-side... to Give It Away and Under the Bridge.
Oh. Okay.
Which were actually on Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Gotcha. That's a huge B-side.
It's a big B-side. It's a great freaking... again, it's an awesome song.
Yeah.
So, again, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, a great, phenomenal Californian-based band. Anthony Kiedis with the lead. They've been through a couple of lineup changes. Quite a few for... different reasons, you know. The original guitar player Hillel passed away. John Frusciante came in again. They actually had Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction be the guitarist at one point.
Mm-hmm. Which was actually not a bad addition to them.
No, it wasn't a bad addition to them. They had Jack Irons, John Frusciante again. Now they have Josh Klinghoffer as the guitarist, and again, you know, the quintessential bassist, one of my favorite bassists of all time, Flea.
Nice.
And one of my favorite drummers, no, not Will Farrell, actually Chad Smith.
So it's not Will Farrell.
No, it's not Will Farrell, actually.
God damn it, I really thought it was.
So this song is a kind of a departure from what the Red Hot Chili Peppers were recording at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a different, slower song.
Yeah. It's a very slower song.
Especially, I love
especially if you compare it to like fucking like Give It Away Now and shit. It's completely different.
Oh no, yeah, Give It Away Now or Funky Monks or The Uplift Mojo Party.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, you know. But this is the same album that gave us Give It Away Now and Under the Bridge. So it's around the same same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to go in real quick with the lyrics.
Yes.
Of this song. Sometimes we talk about lyrics, sometimes we don't. I love lyrics because I love diving in deep.
Mm-hmm.
About certain songs, finding out what they mean.
We do for the most part, except for like,
yeah, for the most
one
part.
Episode.
So it starts, "I got a bad disease. Up from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems, has got me by my soul to squeeze." So At this point, during in Anthony Kiedis's career and life, he feels that he's starting to have mental problems. He was a known heroin addict, cocaine addict, recovering at this point, but still falling into the pits and perils of this addiction. So he could feel like there's something not wrong with him, not right with him mentally. Okay? With all the love for me, with all the dying trees, I scream. The angels in my dreams have turned to demons of greed. Okay, it could mean he's starting to feel like the success. He's starting to get a little greedy with it, and that demon of greed is starting to creep in a little bit. He
Interesting.
and during the time of the writing, they started to write this album at Rick Rubin's mansion.
Yes, I did not notice that until like just before you fucking had
Said
mentioned it to
it.
me. Yeah.
So he also kind of felt during that time that everyone around him was also kind of greedy.
Well, yeah, because
And
everybody, because at this point, that's when they started, like, seeing money come in.
yeah. So, and then it goes into the chorus. Where I go, I just don't know. I gotta take it slow. When I find my peace of mind, I'm gonna give you some of my good time. So he's trying to assure himself that once he figured things out, that whoever would be in a relationship with him, whether it be a friend or romantic relationship, that he's gonna be able to give them the profound enjoyment and the profoundness of him being capable of being there for them, where he wasn't in the past.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking deep, dude. It
Like, kind of.
is.
The next line, the next verse calls, "Today love smiled on me. It took my pain away, said please. I'll let you ride, be free. You gotta let it be." So apparently in some versions of this song, where it says it took my pain away, he sometimes says she took my pain away. In either of the cases, the personification of love that he's talking about symbolizes the inherent politeness and graciousness of the world that he knows. Whether people or situations can be rude or disheartening, he finds peace and love and the positivity in the world.
Nice.
It's just a more calming view of the world for him.
That's a good way to look at it. Hell yeah. It's a great way to look at it, actually.
So, for me, again, I always associated this song with Blood Sugar Sex Magik. And I was at this point in my life when Blood Sugar Sex Magik growing up a little quote unquote good Christian boy. So I actually heard a Blood Sugar Sex Magik and Under the Bridge from somebody else in church. Yeah, exactly, because we weren't supposed to listen to music,
Of course
quote
not,
unquote.
especially this type of music.
So this was my introduction to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away Now, real Al Yankovic's version of Give It Away Now.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Under the Bridge was a commercial smash hit.
It really was.
And this song was just so fucking amazing to me.
Yeah, and it still is pretty amazing now.
This is one of the, how do I put it? The music video is one of the only videos to feature Chris Farley in the video.
Really?
Yes. And during touring of Blood Sugar Sex Magik, the guitarist Sean Frusciante left the band. He actually quit. Because he couldn't handle being around people, he couldn't handle the stardom. He did eventually come back in the late 90s, but he left again to pursue a solo career.
Right.
He's a great solo artist, by the way. You should definitely look him up.
Hell yeah.
I think his first album I heard is To Hold Water for 47 Days. I think that's the name of his album.
Really? Okay.
If I'm
I'll
wrong on
definitely check that
that,
out.
forgive me. I actually played that song when I was a DJ in college for a year.
Ha ha ha.
That album was a great album. You could actually see his talent, how talented the guy was.
Nice.
No. So going to the third verse. You're so polite indeed. Well, I got everything I need. Oh, make my days a breeze and take away my self-destruction. The you here can refer to love or even a woman's love. In the following the path towards love and bliss, you can stop committing such actions. Like, he's trying to say that he needs to be in a better relationship than he once was, and hopefully that this person can take his need for destructing himself by doing drugs. So he's pretty much relying on somebody along to help him in his world of recovery.
He's relying on that rock.
Yes.
Because he sees he's like a flawed individual.
Exactly. Because drugs are not a good thing to be doing, and he wants to get healthy. At this point in Anthony Kiedis' life, he knows and realizes he has a problem. He knows and realizes the effect that it has on not only him, but the band. Mm-hmm. He's already been through loss with the loss of Anthony Slovak. I got that right, Anthony?
Yeah, that's what you said, yep.
Right? Yeah, I was trying to make sure I got the name, the right name of the guy. Hillel Slovak. Due to the same drugs and disease that he was doing. He right. doesn't want to be another statistic. He doesn't want to be another... He doesn't want to fall into that trap ever again.
Yep.
But he still does have that problem. What happened?
At least back then he still had that problem.
Yeah, back then he did. He writes, it's bitter, baby, and it's very sweet. A holy roller coaster, but I'm on my feet. Take me to the river, let me on the shore. Well, I'll be coming back, baby. I'll be coming back for more. So the demons that Anthony Kiedis once put away has escaped and is now making him choose whether he wants to be where he is now, which means, sober and writing and being productive, or where he once was.
Yep, it's that dark cloud just flying over you. Like, am I gonna just go with it, or do I try to get away from it as much as possible?
Yeah. Then he's talking about seeking comfort, appearing in that form of a significant other, who gives him hope and knows how to comfort his past demons.
Yeah. It's fucking
and then sucks. My favorite part of the song is Anthony Kiedis scatting at the end of the song. Because it's just so unexpected.
Do you have
but
the
then it's really
it?
Not if you think about old-fashioned Red Hot Chili Peppers. Say that again.
Do you have the lyrics to the scatting?
I actually do. You actually want me to read it, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I want to know how they know these are the exact lyrics, though. Do 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 dingle zing a dung bone bada 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 zumba quanga kong gone bad. Happy now?
Yeah.
I sounded like an idiot. I'm not Anthony Kiedis, ladies and gentlemen. I think I talked about it on previous podcasts, if not on Turntables and on the Big Show, that I've read Scar Tissue Anthony Kiedis' biography.
Yeah.
Which you guys gotta read it, because there's some fantastic stories there, and it talks about his mindset a lot. Anthony Kiedis never considered himself to be a vocalist.
Okay.
He never wanted to be a singer.
Yeah, that's what a lot of these band dudes back then, at least a lot of band dudes in general, like, they always didn't have that, like, that mindset, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be popular.
That's just it. He wanted fame because he went into acting with his father.
Okay.
So he has been in some movies before and some TV shows in the past.
So he wanted a different type of fame.
Yes, but he also liked music. But he didn't know if he was thrusted upon being a vocalist. Even to this day, he doesn't consider himself to be a vocalist or a singer in any sort of the nature. He knew how to scat, he knew how to rap, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear some of the earlier Red Hot Chili Peppers.
For most of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was more of punk, rock, rap, rock, fast beats, fast lyrics, fast talking, fast rhyming and spitting and that type of music. This is like the first foray into being a natural lyricist and actually calming down and singing something slower.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah. They actually released the studio version was finally released again on Conehead's soundtrack and actually released on their later Greatest Hits album.
Nice.
But I think you guys should listen to the songs, listen to the lyrics, find your own meaning to it.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's a great song from a great band, one of my favorite bands. It's on my bucket list to go see them live. I haven't had the opportunity to do it yet.
Works in here.
I want to see them live eventually. Hopefully they come back to New York soon. Or Tampa for you.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
So, again, that's my pick for the week. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Soldier Squeeze.
Okay, yeah, that's a good choice. That's a very
Oh, and I never gave the release date. The album, the single came out for this on August 19, 1993.
Jesus Christ, that's a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Still a long time ago.
It's weird. The '90s doesn't feel that far away, but it actually does.
Yeah, yeah. When you're actually like trying to count down the days, yeah, you can tell it's fucking been a long
time. Yeah.
Yeah. But so that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I got sure.
Okay, yeah. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the Inner City Geeks podcast. We also have Inner City Geeks First Watch, as well as Yay Toys, Comics of the World, Manga Times, Anime World, Good Games, the Inner City Geeks webcomic, and so much other content on the page. Make sure you check all that shit out. Also, while you're on the page, go down to the bottom and you'll find a link to, well, two links to our sponsors or affiliates. We have a link to Amazon.com where you can, through that link, you can get your first month of Amazon Prime for free. Yes, you want some Amazon Prime for free? Go for it. Check that shit out on there, or you could just go to Amazon, go through there, go straight to Amazon, buy whatever the fuck you want on Amazon, and you know, nothing else happens to your shit. But yeah, check that shit out. Also on the site we have a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing for geeks by geeks, and you can get fucking t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, a whole bunch of cool shit. So go to So Sick Clothing Company or Clothing Sick Clothing So Sick Clothing.
Sick Clothing.
Jesus Christ. SoSickClothing.co. And when you're at checkout, you can type in the code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off your entire purchase. That's a pretty good fucking deal.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you do that shit. You can listen to this show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. You can also follow this show or and everything that we have on this show on social medias, on the Facey Space at InnerCityGeeks or FaceySpace.com/InnerCityGeeks, as well as InnerCityGeeks on the Twitters and the Instagram, all InnerCityGeeks one word, as well as Charlie somewhere.
You can find me on Twitter at RUPERTO2106.
Yes, and you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. And that's it for me, so I'm saying goodbye. But now, Charlie, you introduce.
Well, folks, let me leave you with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Soldier Squeeze. Enjoy, and I'll see you guys next episode. Thank you.
Well, from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems, it's got me by my soul to squeeze. Well, all the love for me, with all the dying trees I scream, the angels in. Your show, I'll be coming back, baby, I'll be coming back for more.